More of Like Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Last week, the hopes of many in southeastern Wisconsin were dashed when the results of the Bloomberg Challenge were announced. Although Milwaukee ranked as a finalist in New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's personally financed challenge to spark innovation, other cities, including Chicago and Providence, Rhode Island, came out on top. Seemingly undaunted, Mayor Tom Barrett has pledged Milwaukee will forge ahead with its initiative called Homegrown. That's GR/OWN. It includes repurposing blighted urban landscapes with vegetable patches, shared food distribution facilities, and startup businesses. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met with several people who are already living that vision.
Tim McCullough started ruminating on what would ultimately be dubbed Homegrown before the Bloomberg Challenge burst on the scene. He works in Milwaukee's Office of Environmental Sustainability.
The genesis of Homegrown was really an idea I submitted for an internal city grant.
His pitch started with what's out there, 1,000 foreclosed homes and three times as many vacant lots that cost the city money.
Because we do have costs for maintaining this land.
It drew from pockets of rebirth, creating a vision McCullough says builds on the shoulders of neighborhood success stories.
Creating economic prosperity in these neighborhoods, reducing urban blight, create a sense of placemaking and create new neighborhood town squares, and really working on a block-by-block basis to try to figure out how can we grow healthy food and how can we better distribute healthy food in order to increase healthy food access in the neighborhoods that need it the most.
Well, I have a different perspective living here. For the last 15 years,
Larry Adams' broad shoulders have helped rebuild community in the Walnut Way neighborhood.
People engaged in the vacant lots and renovated the foreclosed homes and the homes that needed attention. So living here, it was a day-to-day experience of looking, viewing this, and trying to change that perspective of something that was devalued, under-resourced, and changing that perspective into something that was of value.
We sit in Walnut Way's sunlit, glowing, wooden-floored community center. A few years ago, the former rooming house was demolition-bound. Now it's surrounded by gardens that have multiplied behind and between houses in the district. We sip tea sweetened with Walnut Way honey.
We have close to 100 peach trees now. We have bees and we have apiaries. And the purpose of that was just to bring value, as well as nutritional value to people.
Adams isn't too worried about missing out on the Bloomberg Prize. He says what's most important is not massive infusions of money, rather massive attention to listening, building trust, and respecting culture. He says the fruits of this labor will vary.
The results are going to be very much different. North side, you're going to have a lot of collards. Timotheus, you'll have that on the south side. Swiss chard being on other places because respectful of those cultures that make up the city of Milwaukee. But I would hope that there is respect and there is effort put into each community.
In my opinion, I feel
Tim McCullough with the city can't help himself from jumping in.
We need to get out and find out what the folks in on that block, in that neighborhood, really want to see done with this land. They're given an opportunity to take these foreclosed homes and these vacant lots and transform them into something different for that neighborhood. It could be a pocket park. It could be growing food. It could be processing food. Different blocks are going to have different needs and different desires. And I think we start with finding out what is important for the folks in those neighborhoods.
His eyes gleam with the dreams of life now abandoned homes might one day hold.
A local neighborhood community food processing center, if someone wanted to try their hand at small-scale food processing, a community cafe, local nutrition education center, very similar to what Walnut Way is today. Foreclosed home could be used strictly for the four walls and ceiling just for rainwater harvesting. There's stormwater mitigation aspects that would be very helpful for some of the neighborhoods that were hit by the flood. Folks could mushroom farm in a foreclosed home.
So to kind of bridge what, you know, they both have said.
Venus Williams manages a 2-acre urban farm just west of Walnut Way called Alice's Garden. More than 100 households participate in its programs. She says the whole project's strength lies in its homegrown nature.
It's very different than receiving applications from outside organizations or people on another side of the country, which we get all the time, about people who want to come and work in our neighborhoods. This is a whole different model of our saying, because of what we have already created, you know, we're building on the people and the history and the cultures and the wisdom that already exists. So the beauty of the Bloomberg Challenge is we may not have received this pot of money, but what it did was bring a lot of organizations together to come up with a tangible plan. So Tim shared that, you know, he had an idea that he put forth, but now everyone else was able to bring their ideas to that particular plan. That's what makes this exciting to me, because it's not just something, let's dream about what we could do. We're saying this is what we are doing, and we know that there are resources in neighborhoods, people resources, people knowledge, that now we can marry to this project and grow some healthy blocks, more healthy blocks in the city of Milwaukee.
Williams wants everyone to know no one is giving up on the homegrown momentum. She points to a new project that's a product of partnership.
Ellis's Garden gathered partners to talk about our farmer training project. Walnut Way was represented. Tim was there for the city, along with representatives from the Fondy Food Center, Mighty Fine Foods, Center for Resilient Cities. And so, again, nothing has stopped. The fire was lit a long time ago. The Bloomberg Challenge just fanned the flame a little bit, and now it's just huge. And so I can speak clearly for the neighborhood residents that I work with that we're ready to continue to move forward with the vision.
The city of Milwaukee might have to catch up with that fire. Tim McCullough says its verbal commitment to homegrown must be reinforced with concrete policy and ordinances.
Contractual language when we're dealing with land transfer between the city and nonprofits and individual folks.
Larry Adams of Walnut Way says while city leaders work through the bureaucratic elements of homegrown, people like him will contribute what they know best, tending to the earth around them.
Having the knowledge of composting and growing soil and knowing what things need to be addressed immediately. We're looking at growing the soil and looking at remediation and looking at those contaminants so that when we do grow food, we will not harm anyone. It will be nurturing, clean, and safe for everyone.
Venus Williams is the essence of positive thinking. She says that comes with good planning and good partnerships.
We're ready to go, and we're ready for people who are willing to fund this vision. So bring on the resources, bring on the money, because we have the plan, and we are ready to grow Milwaukee even more than has been done in the past.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. There is more at WUWM.com/lake effect. One last break, and then a Wisconsin jazz musician turned New York yoga instructor. More after a break on Lake Effect from WUWM.